Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
It's been a heavy week. Let's give me something non-violent, but still a felony. And if, I don't know, throw in a superhero, let's mix it up.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here with Jamie. Are these cold opens like the best thing we ever do? Like, that was a really good one. Well, I'm proud of you.
And we don't, like, I didn't think about it till the music started. I think the spontaneity adds to it.
So, it's like, yeah, Michael Scott. Sometimes I start sentences and have no idea where they're going.
Yeah. And we, to be clear, even when they're bad, we leave them in because.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever edited one out.
YOLO, you know?
Man, we've got a crazy one today. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I love these little True Crime To Goes where they're 10 minutes or less because there's just not enough content to make it a full episode. But man, we've got some good stuff on the horizon. We've got a lot of interviews that we're putting out each and every week. So thank you all. We love you. Jamie, what are we talking about, man?
Yeah, we're going to talk about OG Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire. Yeah.
All right. Tell me that little bug-eyed guy's not done anything wrong.
I don't think he has. I think Tobey Maguire, besides Spider-Man 3, he's never done anything wrong.
But that was a bad one.
That was really bad. But that does not mean that his family is just as innocent. As we know, Tobey was a big deal in the 2000s, one of the highest paid actors of the decade. But in his family history, there is a crime. And it made headlines way before he became a star, and that's the conviction of his dad for robbing a bank in California in 1993.
Let's back up a little bit and talk just a little bit about Tobey growing up. He was born in 1975 in Santa Monica, California. Now, his childhood was not easy. His parents split up when he was very young, and he spent a lot of time bouncing between family members, and money was always tight, no matter where he was. And one of the defining relationships in his life was, of course, his father, and his name was Vincent Maguire. Tobey has described his upbringing as financially unstable, and that instability played a big role in both his childhood struggles and, apparently, his father's decisions.
And you get into the early 1990s, Tobey's a teenager. He's starting to get some small acting jobs, but obviously he's not making a ton of money. In 1993... when he was 18 years old, was the first time that his family made major headlines. And it was at that time that Vincent was convicted of robbing a bank in Reseda. Reseda's a neighborhood in the San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles. Reseda, famously known for the home of Daniel LaRusso in The Karate Kid. Details about the robbery are fairly sparse, but what we do know, confirmed by sources, is that Vincent was arrested, prosecuted, and convicted of robbing a bank.
Yeah, now, while we don't have a lot of information, we do know that this was not just a rumor. Tobey himself has spoken about this in interviews. He's acknowledged that his father was a criminal, and he was convicted for this crime in particular. Some reports online claim that Vincent served about 2 years in prison. Others give different timelines, so I guess what's important to stress here is that we don't know the exact length of time of his sentence, but he was sentenced and definitely convicted of a bank robbery, which is, I don't know.
And with that sentence, it was not armed robbery, or else the sentence would have been compounded quite a bit. And Tobey has been pretty open about this and the role that this played in his life. He was an adult. He was 18, but you have to think, if you're trying to break into an industry, that your dad being in headlines for robbing a bank is not something you're going to be excited about, right?
It's not, but he didn't let his upbringing slow him down. I mean, he went on to be, like what you said, one of the highest paid actors of the 2000s. I don't really remember Tobey before Spider-Man. I mean, obviously he's been in stuff, but I don't remember it. I also didn't know the dude was like 10 years older than me, because I would have thought we were like the same age.
Yeah, he looks young, and no offense, but we don't.
Fair enough.
Before Spider-Man, he was in some notable things. He was in an episode of General Hospital. He was in a little movie you may remember called Cats and Dogs. It was animated.
I don't.
But the biggest movie he was in before Spider-Man was Pleasantville with Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. I remember that. That was a good one.
It really was.
That was like when it would go black and white at times.
Yeah. Toby's never shied away from this, like we've said. It's just an interesting part of his background. And like you said earlier, one of the rare Hollywood stories that is not just some kind of rumor, not some kind of crazy backstory. And as far as we know, his dad went on to live a normal life after that and didn't get convicted of any more bank robberies, at least. And it seemingly didn't have a negative impact on Tobey Maguire because his career skyrocketed after that.
If his dad is completely rehabilitated, they should definitely do like a father-son bank heist movie.
Oh, wow. A
little tongue-in-cheek action. That'd be fun.
I didn't know you were going to say movie. I was like, I thought you were going to say they should rob a bank together.
No.
With his spidey skills, they never get caught.
The Peter Tingle.
Yeah. And John made a joke off the air before we started recording this that I didn't know he had a dad. I thought he lived with Aunt May and Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben, a police officer. Where was he during all of this?
Right? I don't think he caught him. But yeah, this was an interesting little nugget that I stumbled upon online. So thought we would share this story. And wherever you're going, that usually these episodes are for commuting, between meetings, whatever you want to do while you're listening to this. We really appreciate it. And this has been yet another crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.